I do believe there is investment needed into Rennafast, and I will continue as the local councillor to do my utmost in relation to Rennafast. But unfortunately, what's really happening here is that my political opponents believe that it's of more benefit to them to politically point score over a project like this here, which would be of great benefit to the community. Instead of us talking very positively about this project, we're now talking about it in a negative sense, which is very unfortunate, and the biggest loser in this here will be the community.
But in fairness, if any of your opponents had a project in their area which was prioritised by Donegal County Council without discussion at a meeting, without your input into that discussion, the first person to shout foul would be you.
To be honest with you, there's a question that the councillor are asking and which they're 100% right in. How did this get onto the list? And I'd like an answer to that as well. In relation to any project that would benefit any community, I suppose for myself, being coming from a community background, community development background, certainly I would not. There's nothing wrong with asking questions, but it's why you're asking the questions, I suppose, is the main one. And this is all about politics and elections coming up. And it's really unfortunate that the other councillors now are undermining such a very positive project, and a project that is badly needed in West Donegal and Rennafast itself.
So what's going to happen next?
Well, we'll look for answers from the council. I've been speaking to senior council officials and asking them how it got onto the list. But there's such a negative spin being put on this here that I think my political opponents would hope that this project wouldn't go forward. That would be very, very bad for Rennafast and to the wider West Donegal area, considering that we're looking to develop tourist attractions for the Wild Atlantic Way. This is just very unfortunate, and it's very sad.
Even if the money were to go into other projects and other investments that would benefit the community and provide much-needed infrastructure, which you yourself have said is lacking?
Yes, well, this project here, we're looking towards employment. One of the things that has been spun here is that it's best spent on roads. I will continue to work on roads, but the reality here is you do not get money for roads in the same pot as you would for developments like these. And all the councillors know that. All they're trying to do is spin and stir bad feeling towards a very positive project.